I'll just take this off.
Can you, do you?
Give me a shot of that, yeah? I'll speak to myself. Hello there, Bob. How are you doing?
I don't know if I can actually hear anything on it.
Yes,
you'll
you
know.
No.
Well, I wasn't hear that screeching brat there, John. Do you hear that now?
You've got paint all over it, John.
It's Tippex.
Oh, it's Tippex that's on it. Was you using Tippex?
I think I was using Tippex at one point.
Oh,
okay, if you just want to tell me how long you've been here in the room.
How long we've been here? We've been 32 years here, John.
Yeah. Okay. We come here in 1965. June 1965.
No, it was October.
Yeah, it was about that.
It was about Christmas time. And it was moving with rats. It was, and the kids were all
No, wait a minute, I came into the mould, I came up that road of yours, John. It wasn't a concrete road.
It was just a red
It was
track.
An ordinary
Forest
farm
road.
That, and it belonged to the farmer up there.
The Bath Farm.
Bath Farm. No, it belonged to Herbert, the farmer.
Aye, the Bath Farm.
Aye, mm-hmm. That road.
His father lived up there.
So I went up there and I got the job on the wood up there with the boy in
Cutting
the month
out.
Of June.
Aye.
Month of June, and they gave me a horse to haul the wood out. And
that's him.
I got, there's a horse. I got 37 and 6 a ton.
Aye.
So I done 10 ton a week. So you kind of much I made. How much is that? 10 times 37 and 6. You give me 37 and 6.
Say 10 times 40.
Yeah, 10 times 40.
That's 2 quid. What's 1 pound? I got 1 pound 17 and 6 a ton.
No, 30.
So I done 10 ton a week.
Aye.
So that was about £15 a week, innit?
£15 a week.
That's what I made. That was good money then. Yeah. The miners weren't even making £10 a week then.
God. Yeah. That's right.
Where were you from before?
We came from
Kennewy.
Aye. This is the west of Fife, innit? Aye.
Mm-hmm.
We came from the east of Fife to here.
Mm-hmm.
So you've always been in Fife, have you?
Aye. Well, no, we're from Perth. We're from Perth.
You're from Perth, John.
Aye, we've been in Fife now. We come down from Perth when we was 25, eh?
Mm-hmm.
We've been in Perth, we're a Fifers now.
Aye, but you grew up in Perth, did you?
We grew up in Perth.
Grew up in Perth.
My father's actually an Arcadian.
I was saying that to John.
So I'm all in the blood with me, John.
Because his mum and dad's both Arcadians.
No.
I'm no,
so
I'm a
Fifer. So I was telling the bairns they're half all in the blood. And they've got to visit Orkney.
Well, saying to John, I'm going up to see the racing up there. So I hope that he would get, because I would like him to see the Orkneys.
No, we'll go off with that, then we'll go off the job. Right, I was on the, he gave me a horse and he worked there. And he gave me a caravan to live in.
Uh-huh. So I come back and
forth to Kennewy. You see, so I didn't have enough money to go back.
So it's about 40 miles.
Kennewy is about 40 miles. Kennewy, we didn't have enough money.
To go back and forward.
So I slept in the caravan Monday
nights
night,
a week.
Tuesday night.
No, Monday, Wednesday.
And came home and, wait a minute, I'm telling the story.
That was
and came
Mondays
home
and
Wednesday.
Wednesdays.
And came back on Thursday morning.
Then,
and worked till Friday night and went home Saturday, Sunday. Uh-huh. That's how the job started up there. Now, when I was doing the job back and forth, I spied this wee house.
Uh-huh.
I spied this wee house here.
But it was boarded up.
And I went to see the railway boy, and the boy says, oh, it belongs to the farmer. He's just bought it 6 months ago.
Yeah.
For so 87 pounds.
Wait a minute, I'm telling the story.
87 pounds.
No, the boy says, the farmer says, I bought it for £150. And I says, I'll buy it off you. He says, right, I'll need £200 for it. Well, I says, I've no money. I says, well, I'll pay it up for 5 a week. So I paid it up for 5 a week.
So I left this with £10
the brain wave.
John.
Yeah, I knew. I used the brainwave, John. I said, I better keep a receipt of this.
Aye.
See? So every time I give him the fiver. Is that working?
Aye.
Every time I give him the fiver, John.
He signed and dated it.
I signed and dated it. So it was a whole year. 52 times fiver is what. It did me a whole year.
£20 a month you paid.
Well, it did me.
You paid it up in a year.
I'm going to sign it.
Sign it up.
There was 3 years for him before we got the deeds.
He wouldn't give us the deeds, John.
He wouldn't give us the deeds.
He wouldn't
give us the
deeds. And if we had had that wee slip of paper, we wouldn't have got it.
Good job I kept that. I went to my, what do you call it? The
lawyer.
Aye, and he says, good job I had that.
And the lawyer went to him and couldn't, he wouldn't give us it.
And we finished up, we kept going to him every week. I said, come on, you come up with him, go up every week.
And his wife, in the end, gave us his lawyer's name.
After about 2 years, he said, I'm fed up of you, come up here every week. Mm-hmm. Go in there and see the damn lawyer, he says, tell him to get it out of you.
And you know what he was going to do? He was charging that money for rent.
Eh?
He was going to take that money for rent for the time that we'd been
it.
Because there was another party interested in the house when we had started doing it up.
I know, between all that years, we added wind estate and it was increasing the value. It was worth about 500, and that was a lot of money then. When I was, that was about
so that's how we got this place, John. For £200.
So what was it like when you first moved?
Oh, it was terrible. Well, it was an old, but this was the old waiting room and post office. This used to be a post office. That's how we had a post box. Mm-hmm. And this is the half of it was halved and there was windows. Mm-hmm. And that was the post office and this was the waiting room bit. Uh-huh. And there was a big fire in that corner and there was a big fire there.
There was five chimneys in the house. Yeah.
There were five fires in this house. It was only a button of bed. A button of bed.
One.
And the door that you came in was actually where these French doors and her room comes in.
Yeah,
the ashes were higher than the doors. The woman used to take the ashes and go out the door in the morning. Uh-huh. And the ashes were that high. It took us weeks and weeks and weeks.
An outside
digging.
Toilet, eh?
And an outside toilet, but a flush toilet.
Here, John, in the back and here, there. But it was a flush toilet.
It was a flush.
Good. And the old then
it was snowing. It was snowing, and I says to the kids came through then, you see, because my mum used to look after them. Well, we cleaned it, and the rats used to eat the wallpaper off, and we got a big hose, and we washed all the walls, doing nothing in that. And we got the rat man out.
We washed your clothes with an old shady
wash house.
With a big boiler,
it was an old wash house with a boiler. It was quite interesting, you know. The weeds were heavens high in the garden.
And out here, John, was the old...
The old well.
The well, we're telling you. A big hole.
We should have kept it.
With a big pump.
We should have kept that.
Used to be the kept up pump.
Aye.
A big pump.
So I turned
the pump down and up. The hole, we didn't care where the hole is, but the hole's still there and I just covered it with big slabs.
Uh-huh. Aye, iron.
No, big concrete slabs.
I thought it was
the hole
big iron.
Now
we're going to
look
at
it. Because it's a wee dune.
It was
I put a big stick, John. It was 24 feet long. I couldn't get the end of it.
It's bottomless.
Couldn't get the end of it.
So they pumped the water up, you see, John. It went up in those big concrete blocks at the
top. I got water, right?
And that was
the
toilet. That was your toilet then, you see. But they had put a flush toilet in for the lady that worked in the signal box because she used to use this toilet. But then when we bought the house, they had to add that wee toilet onto the signal box. You see? So the wall was thick and the kids was here and it was snowing heavens hard and you had to run away around at the toilet and I said... fetching the sledgehammer and he banged a hole through the wall and then I hung a curtain up. So we just had to go through. Oh, I couldn't have you running round in the cold.
Oh, now listen to that, John. Me to sleep a whole month with this big hole. Just a curtain in. Means there was no robbery his head, eh? Just a curtain in.
That was the middle of winter.
Well, that was not. It was
October, November, no December. Well, the kids are, they came.
John, we flattered in here for a job between Christmas and New Year.
That's right.
And the three bairns were not at the scale.
No.
Just started school
and was just going to start.
She started the scale.
And my mum stayed just along for us in Thornton and we used to take the kids to her and then I came through here and cleaned all this place. So I wouldn't bring the kids, you see. So we cleaned all this place.
And when we arrived in the first night, we just put the one bed up and a lot of
slept
in
the double bed.
I was on one bed. We had a big roaring fire going.
Oh, but plenty of
fire, John. I walked through the back room, John, and here's the rats looking through the hole, looking at me.
At the fire.
Looking at me because the light was on.
Terrified.
See, this is the best way I booked this, John, because of the light in it.
And water.
Two good essentials right close to fortune. So I've got the man to put the light on. The electric man put the light on.
And then we got the rat man out and he got rid of the rats.
All the old tables, we're at a risk again. We're all mice and rats.
Dangerous.
So I rewired them all myself.
We rewired it all.
And they're all stupid wires, John, where you tie a note and you put a wee cone at the top. The wire come like that, right? You got two wires, you tie a note and you head it like that. That's how you joined electric wire years ago. And you put a wee cone and you screwed it on.
All right, I think I've seen that.
Well, that covered your bare wire.
That's right.
See, that's
then you see the rats were eating the wires as well.
But mind you had a big box you put them in, to keep...
The big junction box, the black junction boxes. But we got rid of the rats, we got the electric, we got the house in order. And
I rewired all the wires on the sale.
And we barricaded up their windows and that, and this bit and that, and we knocked a door through there, because that bit of wood up there. And we made this a living room. And we got this bit
organised. And this is the first thing of the day here. I whipped the flare up, and that freaked an air through.
Out.
Here.
Because the floor was level with air, John, underneath. There was no air.
The
out here.
No, that was the door. That was a windy. The door was there where John's sitting. Because then you go that side.
There was two windows
then
in that
door.
Then
you go that side for the ticket room and this side for the waiting. This was the waiting room, John. And that was the
and
ticket
the post
room.
Office. And the man that lived in here before we moved in here, John, was a woodcutter and he couldn't afford to buy it. And he had five sons and he got offered it for the railway for £75 and he couldn't buy it. So he had to go out, and you'll never believe this, but one of the fellas that came back and seen the house no many months ago, and a sister's laddie works beside one of the fellas that used to live here. And he regrets the day he left here.
So where's the family going, John? Right, I decided it was near room because we just had the one
bedroom,
a button a bed, one bedroom, and the skylight and that. So there was five of us.
So we bought
so
two
I
prefabs.
Bought a prefab. Prefabs come up in the paper, they were demolishing them all.
Hellensfield.
£100 for each.
Hellensfield. You know Hellensfield?
So I got a.
If you go along the bypass, you see Hellensfield.
Where the prefabs are, Johnny. I bought a prefab. So I stuck it on the side. So that gave us a toilet.
And a bathroom and a kitchen.
A kitchen. That was the main thing.
The bathroom and a back door.
So we made the old scullery and a bedroom. So that gave us another wee bit of hay.
That's right.
In the big living room, I split it through the middle because we had a split family. So we had two lassies and a laddie. Two laddies and a lassie. We had to gear in a wee room to sell.
That's right.
And they slept in the living room and the laddies slept in the wee bedroom. So that gave us a three room. And again, it's a prefab for us eating our grubbing. So we made
the kitchen, the bathroom, and the back door.
We made
the
entrance off the prefab and we came through that hole. Well, that hole knew wasn't a hole, it was a big door. Here, a big door.
And that bit where my kitchen is now used to be the car park.
The car park?
It used to be a car park.
That was a prefab, right? So as the family increased, John,
you'll see it up
her mother, we used to live, mother got no wheel. So I got an air prefab and stuck it in the back for give her a room. Give her a room.
Well, we had that room for a while to mum to kill.
She lived in that room for a while. So what happened then? We had to get a break a wall, a hole through the back
that
wall,
door to the
another
room.
3 foot wall door to go into that
it
room.
It was actually a cupboard. It was a cupboard.
That was a cupboard.
And we broke the wall through to get in.
And see how I made the prefab, Jim? They didn't have all bricks. This was all...
It was sectional.
I put sleepers down. Railway sleepers. Right? Started demolishing the railway. I got sleepers and built a prefab on the flare on top of the sleepers. And see me here, they're all sleepers. Right. No brick phones around.
When you first moved in here, was the railway still working?
Passenger trains was still running past, but they didn't stop. And then Longannet Power Station was every 5 or 6 trains. And night time the trains went to John
so
all
the
night.
The double railway still kept going till 1970. And again, the pitch started to go down in 1970.
Pitch would go down then, actually.
I think the miners' strike was 1972, was it? No, it was 1982, I think, the miners' strike. However, they'd done away with one line when the pitch shut. And they kept the single line open for about what?
A wee while. But a night watchman and a lady through the day and her husband worked at nights.
In the signal box.
In the signal box.
The woman hauled the levers through the day.
The woman worked the signal box. Alice.
Because I tried it, and that woman was like, hold that button.
Watch the cable.
It was a way out. The lever was a way out.
It's
the furthest signal was a way up this side of that bridge at Forbes's, getting the bridge out of the field.
She pulled the cables.
That was the furthest route. That's a good what?
They weren't electrical. They were
That's a good 900 years up there, John. 900 years was the furthest signal out. She had to haul it. Hey, that signal.
And the other one was at that water bridge.
And there was rain there.
But there was one away far out of that water bridge.
And there was rain on the other side of that bridge.
There was a crossing there.
And then there was right in a way down before you come to the corner. Over the burn, where
we
the
lost
burn
many a cat on that railway, John.
Yeah?
Many a cat we lost on that railway.
Can we used to like in the railway? See when
They used to go past the puffies. The puffies used to go past and they flung all the coal in the garden, Johnny. You went in, there's huge coal.
Big lumps, he's rolling out the door, rolling out the door.
And then they used to throw it in the garden. As getting the bit at the back, they used to fill up food for us and they used to hoot their horn. And then on a Sunday, we had to hurry and get the coal. And then on a Sunday, there was no trains, you see, so you could walk the line on a Sunday and pick all the coal up you wanted. It was great in the days, and then the puffies came along, and all the bankings used to go on fire. You see? Aye. So they had to beat the fire out, and the fire engines used to come in and put all the fires out. Mm. There was no overgrown bankings then, it was bare.
You tell John about your wee duggy, Chris the
Railway. Oh, aye, the poodle. Yeah. With a wee poodle. And
what was Chris the Railway?
She went away up the wood on her bike round the road, and Cherie was in, and I says, don't let Cherie see where you're going. Well, Cherie got out and smelt and she crossed the train and the train was coming and the driver couldn't stop. So, of course, she fell and she fell in the middle of the track. And she was alive and I rushed her to the vet, but she had holes in her back with the big stones and the buffer hit her. So we rushed her to the vet.
It was a
big chain. No, it was the big chains that hung down. And the vet said to me, if she lives the night, she'll live. So she lived, but she was very badly hurt. Well, no many months ago, there was a man came into the mill and he says to me, I often wonder about your wee poodle. But he says, I noticed that she ran on the railway and you were going to run after it. And I'm saying to myself, didn't run on that railway way, for I was driving the train. And he says, you were a young lassie then. And I'm saying, oh, didn't run on the railway.
So he was the driver?
He was the driver. Yeah, and he says, what happened to the poodle? I says, the poodle lived. She lived, and I said she was badly hurt, but she lived. And he says, oh my God, I've often thought about that. And he says, I was just wondering if you were going to move or no to grab her, because I could never stop. You know.
You see the prefabs over there. You put the prefab, the flat roof, a run of 3 inches. And I says, I'll put 12 layers of felt on it. Right? They've done a year. And then the next year, I put another layer of it. Before I hauled the prefab roof, how many layers of felt was it? 9 layers.
The weight of the felt was of that heavy.
If I'd done 3 to start with, I assumed it. But it was leaking, about an air layer, It was about that thickness,
Nine layers on it.
Oh, no, that's the worst of it. 3 in 1, just 3 inch run of the prefab.
And the fire it was when it was burning. Oh God, the black smoke in that. You wouldn't be allowed to get that new.
Prefabs and I didn't care about that. It's asbestos. And I worked 3 years ago and I went, I could have been breathing.
But this was the funny thing, John, when we bought the prefabs, there was this man, and I think he was jealous because we bought the prefabs, you see, and there was a barrel went missing, a shitey barrel.
An old barrel.
And you'll never guess what he done. He sent the police over to search your house for that barry.
For a barry inside the house.
For a shite.
And the boy was looking over the bed. I said, what are you looking for? He says, well, I've got to look everywhere.
For a barry. It was covered in muck, horses, muck and everything. And I said to him, who would lift a barry with that on it, you know? Well, he says, this man declares that you've got this barry. A barry, is it? The garden barry.
A barry for shoveling stuff in there. The barry. If you start the prefab, didn't the barry was there?
And it was covered in muck.
That's a good barry I've got, Joe. That's a good barry I've got. And he must have thought I fancied his barry. So the next day we went out, the barry was missing.
And he blamed us.
So we was loading the water.
And we were accused of stealing that barry. And they came over and searched the house, John, even the attic, for that barry.
I can't hear the prefab if they are there.
Me and you lifted them. John, they were heavy.
The smart on the hill prefab.
I lifted them.
See that prefab? That boy had his caravan inside the prefab.
Aye.
He's a good idea.
Caravans.
He bought his big long caravan, eh?
Two caravans.
Aye. He bought his big long caravans.
Aye.
And he bought a prefab and put it all round about his caravan.
Aye. And lived in actual caravans.
That's a good idea. Aye. So he advertised the people. I went out and said, my caravan's inside there. And he says, you'll need to watch when you dismantle it. You know, wanting to buy a caravan.
Two caravans. He took off the drawbars and put them.
No, they weren't. They were
back to back.
They were fingered like that, John.
And he had a door going through them, eh?
No, the bolt of these caravans like that. Kind of two square
caravans.
Shoved together. And that's how they
made a profusion.
drawbar here and a drawbar there, John, in the back, didn't he, lad? And bolted up and made a big log.
And every night he came home from his work, that was your job. The kids and me and him out to Helensfield with a car and a trailer and lift mere sections of that car, that prefabs. I was knackered.
See the big sheets of caravan, see the big car, the big sheets of
prefabs.
Prefab, right? Me, it was me, the beards are wee, and he had leather against it. Once you got, I put all the sheets myself, lifted it myself, got her out of the thing, and guided them.
And we used a rope.
I put the leather down like that, and I put a rope at the bottom of the leather, and it was down there, and she had to get the sheets,
push.
For the roof. They were further, before. You put them on the rope, threw the rope up to me, and I hauled the rope up, and she was a boatman shoving them up. And that's how we got them on the roof. It was just a tourist, hey, that's how we got all the sheets on the roof. The whole room, that bedroom, and that whole
bedroom. I was just a wee thin lassie then, I was only, what, about 9 stone?
No, but that's how we got them up on the roof. That's mm-hmm. how I think the thing is your hair was doing all that.
Oh, maybe.
All that heavy
no,
work.
No, it was thyroid that did that.
Eh?
Thyroid that did that. Anyhow,
so that's how we got the thick
that shit was how here. We got our prefabs up, and then we had to take them down again, of course.
No, actually, I built 2 houses. Kind of built all the renovated all the old houses, built all the in. Right, we lived in that for about 10 years.
And then these the prefabs
no,
are
no, we were going to get into trouble with the old prefab. No, okay, what I done? I built brick round about the outside of it.
And we got a builder, and he built brick round
it. Built brick round the whole lot of
them. Tied all the brick
so
in.
So the crucial wouldn't see
that. And there was no same door.
We were kind of getting on the border because
and it looked nice.
So they built brick in them, but I still had the flat roof.
They were prefabs. They were lovely prefabs.
And then as we were getting businesses building up, we were
getting, more money.
And getting more money. I says, we call it a dude.
And we got a builder in. An architect come in and drew plans, and then we got through the council, and then the builder for Valleyfield came and did the building.
No, I got the plans passed, so I built a shoot. I got the builder. No, the bottom bit. To build the rich wall 2 foot out for the prefab. So
and the prefab is still up,
dune,
see?
When I start calling that dune, we're still going to hear about the living. So we had to watch what we're doing. So we built it right out right there.
Right we built the new house right, round the old house
right
and took the old
right,
house out
built
the window.
A skin right out. Right.
That's what we done, John.
And then we got
that's
the,
what we
the
did.
Skin was built, John. I got the big trishes.
But the laddies had grown up by this time, John.
They were
so
me, then.
They helped and took the prefabs down,
so
and they put
the
roof on my father.
We done this half of the house first.
Aye.
And that gave us a scullery in the living room. So this was all done right.
Aye.
So we loved what. We lived about another
the
3 or 4 years.
Still.
We're still with the flat roofs prefab and the 2 bedrooms.
No, we had the whole house all built.
No, I didn't do it on one. I done the half a roof and then we had 4 years and then I done the half.
Oh, you
roof.
Did the half, that's right.
Yeah, just as the money went, that's how we did
just
it.
Just as the money went.
And then we got all hanging out.
We didn't have a mortgage,
and,
you see.
Eh?
We didn't take a mortgage and we've just done as our money was
mortgage,
going, John.
We just done as the money did and then we fetched the walls out and inside and then we got the sawmill, out there.
Well, that was 9 years ago you bought that. That bit of ground came up for sale, John, and we'd been looking after it for 25 years. And we asked if we could buy it private off the railway and they said no, we'd have to go and sort auction for it. And there were 6 folk interested in that, even a blind man.
What was he
going to do with it? And had to kill then. And he just came out of hospital and was getting on his feet again. And he came, he went to the auction with us and he bidded for us. And what was it we got it for?
We didn't, it was 19, eh?
How much did we pay for that bit of ground?
For the bit of ground, 3,500.
3,500 for that bit of ground.
Yeah. Just that wee bit of ground. Didn't
just
it? That was a lot
end.
Of money then, that was what?
That was a lot of money. 12 or 13 years ago. Yeah. And we had to buy it. We had to keep bidding, and we had to buy it.
No, I was willing to buy direct.
And you know, it was right up to our front windows here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. We just had the wee bit ground there.
Just had that bit round the house.
The east of the road. All the rest was for sale.
That was all for sale.
Imagine to build a big brick wall. We'd been bloody in jail.
We could have been had a scrappy in here. Forbes.
We got plans to reinvent the house. Came a year, it was 1982, and I said, it'll take 10 years for me to do it.
Round the windows is to be done, and the roads is to be done.
That's 16 years.
But you haven't done anything for ages,
to finish
you know.
What?
the windows round the back and the,
aye,
and the roans
is
a bit old.
But
I mean, it was worth it. And then 9 years, the forestry was going out, weren't they? They were sort of falling apart and that. And then says to me, I think we were going to start a cafe first. And I said, it'd be nice for a cafe here. And we asked the council for permission and everything. And he said, no, the road entrance was the bad thing. And for parking, it'd be too busy. So then we suggested a sawmill. You suggested we'll start a sawmill. So we asked for a sawmill and they said yes.
With
the old one round the back. And they said yes, we'd get a sawmill if we opened the mouth throttle of the road so many feet. So got his big machine home and he landscaped all that and knocked the fence, the wall down and everything and flattened all that because that was hill out there, you see. And he knocked all that and made it all flat, John.
See your house, John. I'm going to that. See your house. Your house was
the forester's house.
One of the foresters, but it was a gaffer forester. The next door was under forester. And this
Helen's.
Way,
I thought
it
was
on the
other
end.
No, Helen's
door
house
to you,
was the under gaffer.
Helen's house was under forester. Your house was head forester. And Thingy's big house was the chief. Kind of chiefs then. We were all the little Indians. That's how the forest was years
chiefs.
Ago. They were Indians.
Still
we
a chief
just,
in it.
We were,
Mr. Fabian was the first man in that house. He was in there for 23 years.
But wait a minute, when we came here, there was only one business, was a forestry and the fair.
That's right.
There was only one business, and the pit. That pit was just starting to build when we came here. That was not open, that pit along there.
No, it was just
started. Starting to build the air. It wasn't even working. It was just starting to build. That's
right.
How we heard all the thingies and that. So look at it now. Look at money. Talk about a story. Look what it is. Look at the value. Millions and pounds of stuff up there, that side pit. Millions of pounds.
I look at all the businesses that are round about us now.
Look at all the places new and all.
They're all businesses.
All the farms up there.
There's the farm, two sand quarries, the sawmill, Mr. Downey's telegraph poles, the nursery. What is there? Willie Rossway's hens and his eggs, isn't there? They're all businesses, self-employed, aren't they?
Aye, but look at all the works that's come about Bogside.
When you, aye.
You could
plus all the accidents.
Story of 30 years of Bogside, no bother.
Plus all the accidents, John.
Of course, you're getting the 30 years of Bogside there, John. Oh, of course you.
And I'll tell you, another thing that happened here was we were going, the laddies were going to be at the racing this morning, way down south, and we had to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning. But before 5 o'clock in the morning, we had two big Alsatians then, and this couple came in the gate screaming and shouting and hammering on the door, and the dogs were biting them, but they couldn't care a damn who bit them because they had a baby in their arms which had died.
Oh, that was a tank.
That was when would be about 17. And it was hawkers, and up there, they didn't open the door to them. So the lassie, she was a young lassie, she put the bear in arms wrapped in a tartan rug, and we tried to resuscitate the bear, but it was blue and it was gone. And I phoned up my doctor, and he came along, and the police and the Prusca Fiscal and the murder squad and you name it, and we had nae hoose that day because they took over. But here it was a caught death. The wee one died. He was what, 6 months?
No,
beautiful.
Top of the bear night.
Beautiful baby she was. Beautiful black curly hair and that. So, of course, when they all went away, my doctor thanked me for letting them in and everything and that. And she came back and told us what was wrong with it. She said it was a cot death. She was feeding the baby in bed and she must have slept on it, you see. So, and she had three other lovely children, but they were just young. So here, the baby got buried. And they took it up to Aberdeen to bury it. I mind they took it up to Aberdeen and we gave her £10 to buy flowers for the bairn, a wreath and that. And the lassie came back and thanked us herself later on about that. But I mean, that was another thing that happened here. That was sad, wasn't it? To have a baby.
I'll tell you about the forest again, John. We had a horse. It was 21 year old.
Aye.
21 year old. Well, that's the horse here. 21-year-old, I had it for 1965 to 1970. 70 horse, and every time we used to drag round the woods, and it slipped its chain, ran away every day.
Come home.
Ran away right down the stable, and the stable was about, 3/4 of a mile down the wood, it ran away every day.
Came home to me.
No wonder. See, in the summertime, it's glegs. You shoot him out glegs at.
Oh, I used to bite him.
The horses and muscles are there on his chest. Right, that was. I used to go like that. Clean them off, and the blood was using them in the horse when I wore. The blood was using them.
Then we got that stuff you call tip and tail, top and tail. You sprayed
there
it on
no
it.
There's no way you could stop the glands.
No,
the
we've got
the
stuff for it, but it was.
But see the horses in the woods years ago, John, used to get leathered boys and that. Yeah.
It was sad. We'd a young, we'd a man looked after the horse.
Him haul too much and everything. Haul not make him haul too much. And this is years ago. That was in that. It happened in the wood. Okay, there was no tractors in the wood, they were all horses.
So horses coming back now,
but that horse had a big long tail going right down the ground.
Mm-hmm. You'd have lovely
tail.
It was a
good old horse there, but that was his only weakness, he ran
away. He used to run home.
And this one day it ran away, and I had this barn. I never tell her about it.
No, well you just don't tell if it's cruelty. Because you're on the mic, just be careful what you're telling me.
I didn't, what?
And you made it run.
I never done any cruelty, I says, right. You ride on the water, so I got the rope, John, and tied it to the back door of the van.
Right, and you drove round that wood with that horse?
I didn't, I jumped in the van, I says, right, well, what I did just in the way, you're wanting to run, I'll get you run for it. It's 20 mile an hour, and the horse was bolting behind
and
the van.
Cruel, eh?
Yeah, the door swung right home. But the horse was a big long rope. It was all right, like you had. The door swung, and here the rope come off, and that's. I didn't go in one pun. I went down the stable again.
He was away home.
This is an air thing too. Wait a minute, do you have to enjoy this? See when it used to run a wall? Right. It a big, still had its. You never had reins on the horse, Joan. You never worked a bit on that.
You had to call it.
It was just a halt on the big long bit. Rope. So when I ran a wall, it held its head to the side like that. So its feet wouldn't catch the rope. And it ran down the wood like that.
It was fly.
Right, if his feet caught the rope, would trip up.
Aye.
So it ran down the wood, ran away at the table like that, ran down the wood, bailed in the road
used
like
to,
that.
I used to say, oh, Muriel, I hear you come again. Used to come in down that road and in the gate. Used to come down the road and in the gate.
So, see what I done the next
time? The trains would go and you see, John.
Well, we've got to try and do something to keep it running. So, I got the rope, I tied a wee bit of stick like that, in the rope. Right? And the rope. Wouldn't it? The rope hung right straight, didn't just touch the ground. It didn't finish out. It was going to hit this rope. And that's what we had to do.
Did you work for the forestry right up until you
No, we was a forestry, but we were self employed, what you call subcontracting.
Oh, right.
Subcontracting.
Worked for him as well.
Oh, right.
Subcontracting.
And then
they
had two other men worked for him
they
as
give
well.
You a job, and you get it away, as long as you get it out for them. They say, right.
There was four or five of them, wasn't there?
About
you used to have some terrible
10,000 trees or something. I want all that bit thinned, and they're all marked for you. Right. What price do you get? And actually, I asked, what price are you giving me? You had in the car, I was a rookie at the time. They say, right, we're giving you 37.6 to cut the trees down, haul them at your horse, tap them the end of the road, and load them on the lorry. Kind of we loaded them in the lorry.
Hand
heel trees. Heel trees.
Hand load.
John, and the thickest rain was about that. Heel trees, about for that windy, that windy. So there's only two of us, one boy at that end, and I was in the thick end. And we had to lift them on the lorry, and the lorry was that height. So you lifted them, so you kept all the thick ends. See, so once you loaded the lorry, right? You loaded the lorry, and now you got them so much, you loaded the lorry like that, and we put them at that side. And once you come to this side, you couldn't load me here because you're going to fall off. So you stuck your pins in, and you put a board in a load of them, a big board like a shelf, right in a load of wood. And it stuck out. So you put the board, the trees on this board that stuck out. Right? You put three on there at a time. And you stood on another board, you jumped up there and stood on another board and left there the pins and dropped them inside the lorry.
It's a lot
That's
of lift.
You used to load the lorry. You had. Okay,
did that for years.
It wasn't long in loading, 2 hours. 2 hours we loaded. Two boys in the
lorry. The lorry driver loaded,
were
you?
4 hours it takes to load.
So done mechanically now.
14 ton.
There was some work.
So we had a load every 2 weeks.
Keeps your foot.
And then an air order came. We had to cut the wood to 3 feet 9.
It was pallet wood. 3 feet 9.
He cut 3 feet 9, right that big tree up, 3 feet 9. 3 feet 9, 3 feet. He was left there a wee bit. So they start him at the side of the road, like that, and the lorry come down the road and sat in the middle, there's bings on that side, and you'd hand load already. in the lorry. Now, when you go up in the lorry, you'd hand load, put them right out of the lorry. And the lorry was like that. A bigger 3 feet 9 zero, a bigger 3 feet 9 zero, John. And they're lying in the middle of that. That's how you're loaded, it was the whole length of the lorry. So, can say the lorry was here, and the wood was going to be higher and higher. So, you had to draw for it to a bing that was high up. And then you loaded the top of your lorry when it was high up.
You know what
I mean? Stood outside the road and loaded. That's how you loaded the wood. We hand loaded the wood for
years.
Way back, right to 1980. No, 1985 or 10 years.
Aye.
Till I got my loader there, it was all hand loaded. Oh, it didn't be
the hands. We had money, so we bought a loader.
I used to load lorries myself. Just a hill. 15 ton myself, a load of lorry. I used to get a big long stick down there, 6 feet long. We used to cut them 6 feet long. Right? You put the 6 feet in the lorry, go to this end and float it up. Right, the boys in the lorry, he laid them on the pins, like, and he put his end up and loaded up once it got higher and higher. See? So near the end, that was the problem. Get to the end once your lorry there. So you kept the space in the middle. You built the back of your lorry and the front of the lorry. So the middle of the lorry, again, it was 6 feet there and 6 feet there. So the middle of the lorry was 18 feet. So that bit, 6 feet, was your working bit. So come to the end, that was like, the wood was lying that way and that wood was lying that way. So this wood had to go this way, because this is the way you loaded it, you see? So once you're all right loading the bottom, but once you got a certain height, you're maybe about 4 feet, you had to load for the ground to get the driver, he had to catch the end of it, you had to push it up, and he was up there, and you had to push it away up there.
To get away
up 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
6 feet, like, you're loading the wood.
That's a lot of wood.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you, another thing I used to do, John, I was on the peeling machine. We had a peel machine and it up at the back
peel,
of you,
that way, be peeled,
and it
me,
had to be
that
peeled
the back of it.
And take the back of it. And I was on the other end of that peeler, and the two kids were at school, but I wasn't old enough to go to school, so he used to come up the wood with me up the back. Your house is a way up, and he played about there, and we used to peel the wood. And I used to push it in, and took it out, or I took it out.
Well,
and
that
it
wood?
In.
Can that wood when it was loaded? Can when it went to?
So I used to be a worker too.
It went away into Manchester.
Aye.
And came what it was used for?
Bow water.
No, came what it was used for?
Chipboard.
No, this other stuff. No.
Went to bow water.
Went through a water, what you call wood wool. Do you know when we used to get pattern cases?
Oh.
With steel for the steelwork.
Like straw in it.
The wood. The wood.
Like chopped up paper,
wool.
But it was made of wood.
Do you know when I seen the wool? The big yellow stuff in boxes. That was all made of the wood.
That was all made of
the
wood.
Mm-hmm. Went into Manchester, went through this machine. A wee thin
bow water bottle.
It was just wool, just lifted like wool, packed stuff in cases and packed in. Mm-hmm. So, hundreds and thousands of tons went away doing there,
right.
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
And it was made into wood wool.
He used to come home for his tea, and a lorry used to come in after tea time, eh? And the driver used to come in and get some tea. And then we all went out and loaded the lorries.
No, but that was all wood wool in the boat.
So there, so that was an interesting story now, wasn't it, John?
And
that road up to yous was just an old track. Until they built that sand quarry and then they made that road.
And the sand quarry came there in 1972, and they used the old track, right?
Aye. That was just an old red road, an old track.
So they negotiated with the farmer and must have booked the hill road, Herman, booked the hill road. You boys would see when it was a track, the forest had to maintain it. But if yous had booked the house, yous would have a part share of maintaining that if the quarry wasn't up there. That was in the deed, John, the houses up there. But they bought the right and they made it concrete, a fat deeper concrete.
So you didn't have to maintain it. But I wish they'd fill the hole at the bottom in.
The lorries
bang that every time they go up there.
Because the water spigot's doing that hole.
It's a drain.
The water spigot's doing that hole.
But I mean, they could have a cover.
There's a condy on it.
A cover on it.
But it seemed like a break, so that's how the hole's here. And they come down there, they just put their hand down in there. It's safe enough, like, but I'll be imagining, have you ever hit a wee air car, John?
You break a spring, John.
I know, it's dangerous.
I wouldn't like to hit that with a wee wheel.
You break a spring.
No, you try to avoid it, but sometimes you forget.
Ah, that's right, your front wheel would maybe miss it, but your back would maybe clatter the way you hit it and that, eh?
And then you'll break your springs. You can't claim.
Yeah, well, it's their road and I suppose you would.
Could you? Could you do anything about it?
I
Well, they say that so. You're not putting an antenna road or something, this is what they say.
Yeah, no, they're good at maintaining it.
Aye, they are, they're good. Aye. So that's the story of Bogside.
Well, that's good. I think I'll stop there.
Was that very interesting?
Yes, I'll stop there now, John, and get that half, have your half out.